last night, we heard
about the testimony of men and the testimony of the Word of God. What a great way to think to begin, that the testimony, that which is in God's Word, would be that guide that would give me direction for my Christian life. You know, when we talk frankly about these kinds of things, I fear that oft times we take our guide from the pattern of the world. But the pattern that is in God's Word, is that not what we are to be separated unto? Aren't we Christians called to live a life separated unto Christ? We've talked about that a little bit even in our morning Bible studies, that this new lifestyle that we have come into as being, knowing the Lord as our Savior, would be that which would characterize not just the part of my life that goes to the meeting, but that it would characterize every aspect of my life, whether that is my going to school, making a decision whether to go out with the guys at night, or doing my homework, going to work. Every step we take in life, practical life, is to be done in a pattern that reflects Christ. And so when we speak about relationships that we have between ourselves, wouldn't it be normal that the pattern that is given to us in the Word of God would be that which would be our guide? And so, I would like to just read two verses for introduction. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, that'd be without blemish, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or your intelligent service. And be not conformed, that's sanctification, set apart, be not conformed to this world. But, the offside to that is, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove or discern what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So there is a renewing of the mind. And so, just by way of introduction, is our mind set on things that are above? Seek those things which are above where Christ sits, we're told in Colossians. In Philippians, it's said to us, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Is our mind filled with Christ?
You know, one of the things that we want to say is that we understand what it's like to be young teenagers, young adults. And I want to say that, you know, there's a very delicate balance with what we want to present to you tonight. You see, you live in a world, young people, that increasingly is presenting to you alternate lifestyles. And on every newspaper stand, each month or each week, you're hearing sometimes about cases, lawsuits, that are going before the Supreme Court of this land and in other countries to allow and to validate same-sex relationships and marriages. And we don't want for a moment for anyone to think that those things are correct. And if you're a believer, you know that God made Adam and he built a woman from the man, and he brought that woman to Adam. And I know you've heard brothers say he's made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So we understand that God has made young men to be a certain way, and he's made young ladies to be a certain way as well. But we also want to raise a red flag. I want to know how many of us here are ready for marriage. Let me put your hand up. We have one person that's ready for marriage. Okay. When I was 22 years old, I gave an engagement ring to a woman who became my wife when I was 23. But when I was 20 years old, and when I was 17 and 15, I was not ready for marriage. In Hebrews, we find the Word of God says that marriage is honorable in all things. The bed is undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. And that was not written to unbelievers. It was written to the saints, the Hebrew saints. Now I want to read and turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And Brother John presented a very familiar verse to us in Romans. We know that verse by memory. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33 may not be a verse that we know so well. And it has to do with the flesh. Be not deceived. Evil company corrupts, or evil communications corrupt good morals.